Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Room 2, the Three of Wands, April 22nd through May 5th. Validation, productivity, the ships go out. The Three of Wands is the merchant standing on the hill, watching his vessels move across the water. He launched. The goods are in transit. He waits on results he set in motion through his own effort. The fruition is deserved. It comes after hardship, after waiting, after real work. And some of y'all are allergic to real work. But the outcome is not entirely in his hands anymore. He leans on one of the wands for support. At this stage, the seeker cannot go at it alone. Mars moves into the room on April 22nd, carrying everything from the first room. The fog of Neptune, the compromised authority of Saturn and fall, the late arriving mind of Mercury that caught up and passed it. Now it has to actually produce something. April 30th through May 4th, Mars squares Jupiter, exalted in Cancer. And this is the biggest aspect of the entire 40-day transit. Not the most dramatic, but the biggest. Two planets operating peak dignity in a hard aspect. This is not a weak hit. That is a genuine clash between two things that are both right and cannot agree. Jupiter exalted in Cancer at full strength, generous, expansive, protective, emotionally intelligent, operating from nourishment and abundance. Jupiter in Cancer feeds people. It builds from warmth. It grows through containment. It grows through roots. It grows through what is held close. Mars is in domicile in Aries at full strength. Direct, hot, competitive, initiating, operating from force and individual will. Mars in Aries acts first. It does not wait to be nourished. It does not pause to tend to the roots. A square between these two planets at these dignities is not a malefic event. It is productive friction between two valid principles that cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Fire wants to move. Water wants to hold. The question Mars will have to answer in the Three of Wands womb: do you expand through force? Or do you expand through nourishment? The ships will be out. You will have launched. The answer to that question will be determined by what comes back. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.